good times roll. Let them knock you around. Let the good times roll. Let them make you a clown.
The Good Times Roll, Jason's classic cut on a Tuesday. Jerry Bader Show, 10:07. Here is a little public service announcement for you. You know, we like to do things that serve the community, and this public service announcement serves the entire community of Wisconsin. Grab your ankles and hang on for August 19th. Just put it on your calendar. Brace yourself. For August 19th. By the way, if you are Governor Scott Walker and you happen to be listening, or if you're one of Scott Walker's staff, and they do listen from time to time, you already know this, but it's mostly directed at Scott Walker. But conservatives in Wisconsin might as well brace for this right along with the governor. Grab your ankles and brace for August 19th. What happens on August 19th? As it's so succinctly put, Jason has no idea. It's exactly 1 week after primary election day. It's got nothing to do with that. Well, not exactly. As the headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel so succinctly puts it, next wave of John Doe documents to be released on August 19th. We should have a contest. Difficult, though, because we don't know what's in them. But if we could somehow predict how the media will distort it, like the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did with the last batch, and suggests that Scott Walker was alleged to be the mastermind of this criminal enterprise, completely taking out of context what the documents said, and of course, a salivating national media who sees Scott Walker as a presidential hopeful, they couldn't wait. Like the old Bill Cosby skit. Have you ever heard that? Adam would do whatever Eve said when he ate the apple. Here, eat these mud pies. Okay. Here, eat this tree. That's exactly because she was a naked woman, his point was. So Adam would do whatever she said. That's kind of the way the media is when it comes to attacking a conservative. And the bell did get, I guess, partially unrung. So God knows what's in there, and the point is, it doesn't matter what's in there. Irrespective of how benign it might be, the media will find a way to make it a big, big deal. Speaking of something being a big, big deal, some of you heard me mention earlier in the show, we had a brief conversation about Brett Favre, the announcement that he and the Packers have finally kissed and made up, and next summer he'll be inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame. His number 4 will be retired. Gannett has a story. Favre's return stirs mixed feelings among fans. Next summer, blah, blah, blah. Travis Fisher, 34, said he likes Aaron Rodgers more as a quarterback, but understands Favre was a big part of the Packers' history and should be welcomed into the team's Hall of Fame. Carl Betts, 52, who said he is a big fan of the Packers, wholeheartedly disagreed and said if Favre hadn't signed with Minnesota, he would be more than welcome in Green Bay. Playing for the Vikings is a stab in the heart I just can't take, Betts said. If he had just gone to the Jets, that would have been fine. I mean, it's not like he needed the money. I want to address that. Okay, the notion that he did something wrong by playing for Minnesota. Now, some of you were not Jerry Bader Show listeners back in 2008 when the Brett Favre saga unfolded. Some of you found the show later. We weren't on in Wausau then. We did not join the WSAU family until 2010. I was extremely critical of Brett Favre in the way that he handled. He tried to temper tantrum his way back into the starting quarterback job. That was my criticism. He retired. The Packers believed they had a suitable replacement in Aaron Rodgers. I would say history has proven that. And they felt that Brett Favre was never going to get them to the Super Bowl. I would argue they were right about that because he had, in 2009, the Minnesota Viking team he had, some of you are going to disagree with this, was as good as any team he's ever had. He's never had an Adrian Peterson. I don't think he's ever had an offensive line that way. And I don't know if he's ever had a defense that good. Except for the 96 Packers. It would be the 96 Packers are better. I can see your furred bra over there, Jason. It was a pretty good defense, though. The Vikings. All around. No, it wasn't that good. I agree. All around, I think it was perhaps one of the best teams, if not the best teams he ever surrounded himself with. And when it came to the NFC Championship, what did he do? He threw a costly, stupid, completely unnecessary interception. That's what. Now, granted, the Saints were cheating. I mean, they were he did have a target on his back, and there were penalties that weren't getting called. I mean, I do have to say that. But those who think that he did something wrong by going to the Vikings, you're nuts. Now, I do disagree with Brett Favre. I've always been a Packer. No, when he said that yesterday. You did go to Minnesota to stick it to the Packers. That's exactly why you went. But I don't begrudge him that. The Packers didn't want him anymore. They traded him to as safe a haven as they thought they could, the New York Jets. They knew that after a year he could go wherever he wanted, and I was wrong. I thought the tank was empty. I thought the tank was empty when he left Green Bay. I was wrong. I don't know how far he could have taken the Packers had they let him come back. I don't know. He felt he could play. A team was willing to let him play. I do not hold it against him that he went and played for the Vikings. Now, here is an interesting question, though. What does a team do? Do the Vikings ever let anyone else be number four again? Jason says, of course they do. Right? That's what you said? So it means nothing over there. Even though there are purple four jerseys, you still see them in Minnesota, by the way, believe it or not. Well, you don't want to throw away a jersey. Yeah, you see them here. Yeah. You see them in this building. Wow. Yeah. That's all we'll say about that. People will hold it against him that he went and played for the Vikings. I disagree. He felt he could play, and he had a tremendous year. Took them to the NFC Championship game. However, one of the greatest moments of my life was 2010 Lambeau Field. Jason, you were there too, right? Covering the game? I was in the stands, and I'll admit, this is the way I felt about him then. When he thought he threw the game-winning touchdown pass, and he looked up on the Jumbotron of the north end zone and saw that the receiver was out of the back of the end zone, that's the first that I saw of him on the field. I didn't see him limping around. I missed all of that because I was pretty high up, and his head just sank. Just sank into his shoulders. I was jubilant. I am not going to lie. When he threw a pick six in that game, I remember yelling till I had almost no voice, "See, that's what it feels like." Because he did it so many times. And I was critical of the way that he handled his departure. But I will never judge him for wanting to go play for any team that would have him. But he is revisionist history that it wasn't a stick in the eye. That's exactly what it was. I am glad he hung around till 2010. So the Packers, and they actually, I think they beat the Vikings worse over there than they did here that year, if I recall. But it is time. I'm glad this is happening. All right, I want to get to a couple of things yet. What do we do first, Nixon or McDonald's? Let's do McDonald's first. I'll save Nixon for after 10:30. It's 10:17.
The Jerry Bader Show. 1360.